Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Zayin. We left off on Daf Vav Amidos, about 5-6 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Avohu Me'ema Saim Mevarchin Ala Geshamim. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, by Friends of the Beach Minyan, L'Zechusur for Shalema, for Aryeh David Alevi Ben Yehudas Shira, by Dan Rosen, in commemoration of the 22nd yard site of his father Zev Ben Mordechai Avram Alav Shalom, which is tomorrow, and by Debbie and David Adelson, Li'ili Nishmas, David's grandmother, Pesya Rivka Bas Yishayon, Nisham Shav Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to first discuss the bracha that one recites on rain when it hasn't rained for a while, and then it rains, that there's an appropriate bracha to make. Then the Gemara is going to have 4 different statements about how great rainy days are, and 11 different statements about the value of Talmidei Chachamim and the value of Torah that are interspersed throughout Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to give us 6 different causes for Hashem to withhold rain. I mean, what do we have to do that causes Hashem to withhold rain, whether it's that we speak Lashon Hara, or there's the Midah of Azus, or Bittul Torah, or stealing, or 6 different possibilities, and then 4 different statements about the Midah of Azus Panim, about a person having a certain sense of chutzpah. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have 3 things that we derive from a particular pasuk, that Keah Kabarzel. So what is that pasuk referring to, where the first of the 3 is going to be that if it isn't raining, then it's the fault of the generation. So the first of the Limudim relates to rain, and that's why it's and then the other limudim relate to Talmidei Chacham, which is also part of the topic of today's daf. So let's begin again, 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Avohu Me'ema Saim Mevarchin Al Geshamim. Well, at what point, what is the amount of rain that has to come in order for us to say that it's worthy of a bracha and that we should recite a bracha? Mishayetzi Chasan Likras Kala. When enough rain comes down that the chasan goes out to greet the kala, meaning when it drips into a puddle and there's like rain that jumps up from the puddle, so that's called the chasan going out to greet the kala. We view the rain that's already on the ground as the chasan, and it's jumping up to greet the kala that's coming down that's coming down from the sky. The Ritva points out that previously on Davav we had said that according to Rabbi Avohu, the matar is roveya es hakarka uboala, that the rain is like being boel the karka, which makes it that the rain that's coming down is the male, and the karka that it's coming down on is the female. And now we flipped the mashal. That which is on the ground is the male, and that which is coming down is the female. And he says that klapei aretz, the matar is like a bal that's roveya the karka, that's molutzmachin. But the tsura of rain coming down is dome to uchasin, that's yotzi the kriskala. Meaning it's not a steer, it's just different mishalim, for one for how it saturates the ground, and one for how rain falls into an already saturated ground, into a puddle. My mivarich, what bracha does one recite when it rains, if there is in fact a bracha that you're supposed to say? So what is the bracha? So I'm Rabbi Damra, Mod Manachnu L'cha Hashem Elkeinu Al Kol Tipa U'Tipa Sharadta Lanu, that we're grateful for every drop of rain that comes. Rabbi Yochanan Masayim Bahachi, and Rabbi Yochanan concludes the bracha with the phrase Ilufinu Mali Shir Kayamu Shonena Rina Kamon Galav, and it continues obviously in Nachmas Speakim La'odus Cha Hashem, just like we say in Nishmas Ad Aliyazunu Rachamecha Hashem Elkeinu. So the Gemara says, why do we say a bracha baruch rov ha'odos? Rov ha'odos, lo kol ha'odos. They say rov sounds like we have much to be thankful for, many things to be thankful to Hashem for. Don't we have everything to be thankful for Hashem for? Amrava ema kel ha'odos, not rov ha'odos, but the God that all hodaos are His. Amrav Papa Hilkach Nimrinu L'Tarvayim. Therefore, we try to say both of them. We say both of the Schaos in the Chasima of the Bracha of Geshamim. We say Kel Hodos V'Rov Hodos, to satisfy both Rav's opinion and Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rav Papa, this is one of the many places that Rav Papa incorporates both views, that there's a machlokas between 2 Amoraim, and Rav Papa doesn't decide one way or the other. He says, let's incorporate everybody. That's what Rav Yashiv has in his Ha'aros on Shas. I forgot what Masechta he writes it on, that when you make a Siyum, we go through all the sons of Rav Papa. Apparently Rav Papa had many sons who were very great Talmidei Chachamim. What did Rav Papa do to be zochet to have so many children that were great Talmidei Chachamim? So you would think it's that he was a Talmid Chacham in his own right. That helps, but it's not. That's not. There are many great Talmidei Chachamim that don't have so many sons who are great Talmidei Chachamim. So Rav Yashiv suggests is look how much he's mechabed talmidei chachamim. That when there are two gedolei amorayim that say something, he works very hard to try to incorporate everybody's opinion rather than taking sides and rejecting one and accepting the other. He incorporates everybody's opinion. So the greatest skula to have children who are talmidei chachamim is if you have parents who are mechabed talmidei chachamim, because if they're growing up and it's not a skula, it's not something, an unnatural skula. It's very natural if a child is growing up in a house where Torah is, where a Talmud Chacham is the most chashuv thing, where a Talmud Chacham is someone who's admired, someone who's respected, the child will also want to be a Talmud Chacham. He's also going to want to do that, because that's something that's viewed as very admirable in the environment that the child grew up in. You know, the Shulchan Aruch writes this idea la halacha, this gemara la halacha, that the Shulchan Aruch writes in some Reish Chaf Aleph that im hayu b'tzar machmas atziras geshamim v'yardu geshamim mevarch maleim, that if we're in tzar because there's not enough rain and then it rains, we actually recite the bracha. Asks Rama, how come in my entire life I've never seen anyone recite a bracha when it rains? Says Rama, because I live in Poland. The fact that people don't make the bracha b'smanazeh is because no one ever complained in Poland for a lack of rain. Meaning that was never one of our great challenges that we have in Krakow. So therefore, people don't make the bracha. So Mishra Berurah explains that mele, there's no simcha when it does rain, and therefore you don't make a bracha if there's not going to be simcha. But if there is some sort of drought and the people in a particular country are bitsa'ar and then it rains, in a chinami, it's not only in Eretz Yisrael Dikatin, wherever you live, if there was a drought and then it rains, you have to say this bracha. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says in Eretz Yisrael, where it's common to have droughts, and when it comes time to rain and the rain comes down bizmano, everyone is sameach, then you have to say the bracha the first time that it rains. It's interesting, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Hilchos Brachos, doesn't mention that you're only mevarich if you were previously bitzar. But the Bir Halacha says that it's mistaver that the Rambam's also mode, that you'd only be mevarich if you were previously bitzar. It's just the Rambam doesn't mention that which is not mefurish b'talmud. He tries to keep his lashon as similar to what's explicit in the Gemara as possible. So while it's true la halacha, the Rambam leaves out that detail. Bir Halacha also quotes Prima Gadim that even Eretz Yisrael, when the Shanim are Mesudaros, you're not Mevarich on Geshamim. Meaning when things are going normally, you don't say a bracha on the Geshamim. And the Bir Halacha therefore says, you don't say, at least we wouldn't say, B'Sheimu Malchus. So there has to be that sense of joy. There's probably a lot of discussion, I would imagine, nowadays. You know, Maseches Tainis is ultimately about fasting for a lack of rain. So nowadays, in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a lack of rain, it's not as dire as it used to be. It used to be lack of rain, everything fell apart. But now they have all this technology, all this, the Israeli ingenuity that came up with these hydration systems where they're able to purify ocean water and they're able to pull water out of the air or whatever. They have all these things that they're able to maximize a very small amount of water and purify water, so they rely less heavily on rain than they used to. So it's a big question nowadays whether there should still be all of these dinim of the fasting and everything else, because the feeling of chisaron is that Baruch Hashem is now that Israel exports water now, which is like wild, but the feeling of chisaron is not quite the same as it used to be. I don't know what the Sak is, you could ask Rabbanu Menar Yisrael, but it's just an interesting discussion. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Gadol Yom Gesham Mitchias HaMeisim, that a rainy day is greater than Tchias HaMeisim. Greater than Tchias HaMeisim? How so? Do Tchias HaMeisim the Tzadikim? Because Tchias HaMeisim is not for everybody, it's only for the Tzadikim. V'ilu Geshamim, Bein LeTzadikim, Bein LeRashayim. The rain is beneficial for everybody, both Tzadikim and Rashayim get to benefit from it. Uplikat Rav Yosef, and this is actually against Rav Yosef. To Amar Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said that mitoch shehi shkula kitchias amesim kavua bitchias amesim, that because rain is the equivalent of, it's as great as tchias amesim, that's why in Shmon Esrei we incorporated it in the bracha of tchias amesim. But what do you see? Rav Yosef said that it's shkula kitchias amesim, not greater than, but equal with tchias amesim. So that apparently is a machlokas. A second statement, Amar Rav Yehuda, gadol yom agshamim ki yom shenitna bo Torah. A second statement about how great rain is, a day, a rainy day is like the day of Matan Torah. That just like the Torah is good for the nefesh, the geshamim is good for the guf. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Shiras HaZinu, where Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael before he dies, Yaruf Kamater Likhi, that my divrei Torah should be like rain. He was warning them not to abandon the Torah, and he says just like rain provides life for the world, so too my lekach, my Torah, should provide life for the world. It's a different type of life. It's spiritual life rather than physical life, right? That's what the Gemara says, that v'shinantam levanecha, the Gemara, Rashi quotes on Chumash, that banecha elu talmidecha, that in certain sense a Rebbe is like a father and a Talmud is like a son. Why is a Rebbe like a father and a Talmud like a son? You could just say it's a really wonderful relationship. Why do you have to compare it to a father-son relationship? So a father brings a son into the world. So the Rebbe brings, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, a Rebbe brings a Talmud into Olam Haba. He also brings him into a world, just not a physical world, a spiritual world. That's what the Gemara in Bava Metzia says. If you have Avedas Aviv and Avedas Rabbo Kodemes, because Aviv is Mevi'ah L'Olam Hazeh, and Rabbo is Mevi'ah L'Chayolam Haba. So you have a similar idea, a similar notion of what a Rebbe provides. So we are also, we're saying that the Divrei Torah are like rain. Divrei Torah are much better than rain. Rain provides physical, and Divrei Torah provides spiritual nourishment. Vein lekach el Torah. Lekach refers to Torah. How do I know that? Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu. So Moshe Rabbeinu associates rain with Torah. Rava Amar, that yoser miyom shenibot Torah, that a rainy day is in a certain sense greater than the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Shenemar yaruv kamata lichi, that mi nitla b'mi, that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to give a mashal of how great Torah is. And he says, oh, it's as great as rain. So what are you associating with what? Haviyomer kata nitla begadol. You want to highlight how that something is great, and you say it's as great as this. This is always something that everyone understands is great, and that everyone immediately associates as something that's worthwhile. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says Torah is like rain, it means that rain is more muvan me'elav, that it's so wonderful. Wonderful. Rava Rami. Rava asked the following stira between psukim. Ksiv yarov kabat olichi. It says that the Torah is like rain. Uksiv tizal katal imrasi. That the words of Torah are like tal. They're like dew. So im talmud chacham hagen hu. If you're hearing divrei Torah from a talmud, from a proper talmud chacham that behaves properly, so katal. So then it's then katal. Then it should be like dew. You should relate to him. Meaning you should relate to the talmud with softness. Vim lav. If talmud chacham is not hagun, so arfeu karmatar. You go hard on him like rain. The Rebbe has to be very hard on the Talmud and act with a certain sense of strength to break the Talmud down a little bit if he's not behaving properly. Tanya HaRabbina Omer, Rabbina used to say Kolosik B'Torah L'Shma. Anyone who learns Torah L'Shma, because Reb Chaim Blasch is a L'Shem Torah, doesn't mean L'Shem Hashem, means L'Shem Torah for the appreciation of Torah itself. But the point is not so that he could receive honor, that everyone could say, oh, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Rebbe, he's a Tarasa Nasal Sam Chaim. Then the Torah becomes an elixir of life. Shenemer Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba, that it's an Eitz Chaim for those who latch onto it. Va'omer, and the pasuk says about Torah, Rifus Ti L'Sharecha, that the Torah is Merape the Guf, it provides refuah for the Guf. Va'omer Kimotzi Matzachayim, that someone who finds Torah and learns it, it's as if he's found life. V'kolosik P'Torah Shalol L'Shma, but if a person learns Torah Shalol L'Shma, Nasal Sam Amavis, it becomes poison. Shenemer Yarov Kamata Lichi Ve'in Arifa Ela Hariga. Arifa means getting killed. How do I know it means that? Shenemer, because the pasuk by Egla Arufa writes Va'arfu Shamis Egla Benachal. What did they do to the Egla in the Nachal? They killed it. They killed it by the back of the neck, by chopping the back of the neck. So you see, Hariga is associated with learning Torah. How could learning Torah be associated with Hariga? That's Torah Shalol L'Shma. Tosfos raises the question that the Kasha Halo Amrina, the Gemara says in Pesachim, a very famous Gemara, Pesachim Dav Nun, Lo'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah Afgav She'en L'Shma Shemitok Shalol L'Shma B'Lishma, that a person should learn Torah Shalol L'Shma. Sometimes it's hard to motivate oneself to learn purely L'Shma. So you learn Shalol L'Shma, and ultimately you'll get to a point of L'Shma. So it sounds like it's a good thing to learn Shalol L'Shma, that it's not a Sama Mavas. If it were a Sama Mavas, how could you recommend it? How could you say, yeah, take the poison, and then you'll see it will become an elixir of life if you ultimately get to the point of L'Shma. I'm not going to live that long. I wouldn't take poison because ultimately I'm not getting an elixir of life. I'll be dead by the time I get an elixir of life. So what does he mean that you're supposed to learn Shalol L'Shma? So Tulsa suggests, V'yesh lomar detrei Shalol L'Shma havi. There are two types of Shalol L'Shma. Lishma. When we say Lol Miyasa Batara Fila Shlo Lishma, that means if you're interested in Kavod, okay, being interested in Kavod is a shortcoming that people have, but it's not enough of a reason to keep you away from Torah. But if what you're interested in is your Shlo Lishma is not just that you want Kavod, but you want Lekanter, you want to be able to argue and to be and to be problematic for the Talmidei Chachamim and for Torah Jews, that's much, much worse. That you just want to have a fodder to go on social media and you know, and spread terrible things. So and you'll do it with a little bit of knowledge. That's the worst kind of Torah. That's a sam hamaves. Amalei Rabbi Yirmi LeRabbi Zeira Leisi Mar Lisni. So come and teach me. So Amalei, he said, Chalosh Libay V'lo Yechilna. Sorry, I'm too weak. I'm not able to come learn right now. So Lema Mar Milsa Dagadta. Okay, at least say a Dvar Agada. Dvar Agada doesn't require as much energy. So Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira said, Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan had taught. What does the pasuk mean when it talks about building a shelter during time of milchama? Pasuk says Adam eats asadu. Ki Adam eats asadu, is a person really a tree in the field? But at the beginning of the pasuk says Lo sashka sesetul indochal of garz. And the pasuk says Ki mimenu tochal v'asol lo sichros, that there's an isra baltashka say you're not allowed to cut down a fruit bearing tree. So ksiv, and the pasuk afterwards says that also sashkus v'charata. It says raketz asharteda kiloetz machalahu also sashkus v'charata. Only if you know that a tree is not a fruit bearing tree, that's the tree you cut down. That an ilan srak that doesn't produce any fruit that you're allowed to cut down. So haketzad. So how does that division between an Eitz Meichel and an Eitz that's not an Eitz Meichel, how does that play out in the nimshal of a person? So the Gemara says that im Talmud Chacham Hagunhu, if a person acts properly, he behaves properly, mimenu tochal, then you should enjoy what he has to offer, v'osolo sichros, and you don't cut him down. However, v'imlav, if a person acts in a way that's not befitting of a Talmud Chacham, then also sashkus v'charata, then you cut it down and you don't benefit from the Torah. Unfortunately, it happens every once in a while. A person that has produced and offered what seemed like beautiful Torah and hadracha and different things, but then the person behaves in a way that's despicable. A person behaves in a way that's very not befitting of a Talmud Chacham. So the halacha is you put away the svarim that he wrote, you put away the book, you don't learn from that. You don't learn from it. If he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagun, as much as you enjoyed it, you're not allowed to learn from someone who's not a Talmud Chacham Hagun. So tichros, you have to cut him down. He's not allowed to be in such a position. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, my duchsiv, what does the pasuk mean? Barzel bebarzel yachad, that why, in what way are two people compared to barzel and barzel coming together? Just like when you take two pieces of iron and you rub them one against the other, they sharpen each other. When two Talmidei Chachamim learn, they sharpen each other in halacha. They challenge each other. They bring out the best in each other. A person learns alone, it's much, much harder. A person learns alone, it's much harder to be honest that he fully understands something. And not just to be honest, if he's not challenged, he's not going to be able to apply all of his mental energy in order to be able to come up with the greatest clarity. In the Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo in Chelik Beis of Ezer Simeon Dalit, he says that there are three inyanim that come up in our sugya, keneged three chalakim of limud that requires somebody else to help you out. He says there's the yediyas hadinim lefi pshutam, just to even know, just to pool your knowledge together with somebody else. You learn bechavrusa, you know certain things, he knows certain things, you're able to pool your knowledge. Then he says there's havanas ta'amei hadinim, to understand the basis of the din, the reasons for the dinim, so it helps to discuss and to bring that out. And then there's hara'a l'maisa, and chavrusa is helpful for all of those things, even for hara'a l'maisa, for paskening l'maisa. And he points out that nowadays, in a certain sense, svarim are our chavrusas and svarim are our rebbein, and they do a lot of that, meaning you take a sefer, and a sefer will be able to know all the dinim. The sefer will have all the dinim written down. You have have encyclopedia Talmudim, you have a Masifta, it has everything, it has all the dinim, and it has the Tamei Adinim. But Horal the Maisa is much harder to get from a Sefer. Horal the Maisa, that requires a sense of Masara, that requires teaching, learning from a Rebbe who's able to pass on such ideas. And even when it comes to the learning, they said the line goes that they asked Reb Chaim, why is it so important to have a Chavrusa? Why is it so important to have a Rebbe? And then we have so many wonderful Sfarim, you can pick it all up from the Sfarim. He said, from a Sefer, you can pick up what is a good Sfara. For a Sefer, you can pick up what's right to say and all the right Chidushim. You can't pick up from a Sefer what not to say and what's not a good Sfara, because it doesn't do that for you. That you need to have the give and take. So you suggest something to a Rebbe, and he says, no, we don't go there. That is not a good Sfara. That is not a proper way of thinking. It's not a proper way to attack a Sugya. So that's where a person needs, and that's very important in Hora'ah. In Hora'ah, it's got to be glut. So a person has to know what's a Krum Sfara also in order to paskin. So anyway, that's why the Shnei Talmid Chachamim sharpen each other b'halacha. Amar Rabbi Chana, Laman Nimshul Divrei Torah Ke'esh. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shneamar, Halo Kol Dvarei Ke'esh Nu'um Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. Lama L'cham Ma'esh Einu Dolek Yechidi. Just like a fire can't be lit on its own with a single piece of wood. Af Divrei Torah Ein Meskayim B'Yechidi. Divrei Torah also requires a group of people. It can't be one person on its own. You need a chavrusa, a chabura, a rabbi, something. V'ayinu Dom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Ma'i D'chziv. What does the pasuk mean? Cherev al abad m'na'alo. Cherev al sonein shal Talmidei Chachamim. It's like a sword against the Talmidei Chachamim. Sha'oskin bad bebad Torah, that learn all on their own. They learn alone when they're learning Torah. Not only are they not becoming smarter when they do so, they're actually becoming more foolish because they're learning alone. Because the pasuk says v'no'alov, which is a lashon of tipshus. It's a lashon of foolishness. Rashi says asher no'alnu is di'itapashna. It's the targum is that you become a tipish, that you become a fool. V'lo od elishachotin, that since you learn alone and you don't know that you made a mistake and you're paskin a halacha based on your mistake, so it causes an actual avera, halacha lemaisa, that people are going to paskin because based on their understanding of the sugya that they learned all by themselves and were never challenged. So it's a mistaken understanding of the sugya and therefore an error in psak, and therefore it's going to turn out that you're doing averos. Ksivach v'dalo, ksivhasam, asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu, that it leads directly to chait. V'iba yisemo, or you could say that the makar, that the tipshus is maybe lidei chait, is mehacha. No, sorry, Tzavon, v'hitu es Mitzrayim, that the sorry Tzavon will become tipshim when they listen to the Chachamim and they mislead the nation that's in Mitzrayim, that they're going to be victorious in war. So you see that a foolishness brings people to terrible mistakes, and in the intellectual realm, in the spiritual realm, it brings a person to the mistake of doing averos. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Lama Limshul Divrei Torah Ke'etz. Why is Torah compared to eitz? Shenemar, because the pasuk says about Torah, eitz chayim ilamachazikim ba. You see that it's compared to an eitz. So what's the Torah teaching me by comparing the Torah to an eitz? Lama lecha, to teach you ma eitz kat on Madrikas HaGadol, just like a small match will light a large bonfire, so too, when you have lesser Talmidei Chachamim, they sharpen the bigger Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Chanina says, I learned a lot from my Rabbeim, and from my Chaverim more than I learned from my Rabbeim, and I learned from my Talmidim more than anybody else. That's what, when Rav Soloveitchik passed away in Yeshiva, they had every week a different Rosh Yeshiva say a hesped on the, normally they have a Musar Shmuz once a week, so they had a hesped once a week of Rav Soloveitchik. So it was interesting. Rav Parnas gave a very beautiful beautiful hesped for Rav Soloveitchik. He was not the closest Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. He said he was a very honest and frank hesped. He said, I have to tell you, when I was in Rav Soloveitchik, I didn't get what was so great about it. I didn't even understand what he was trying to accomplish, what he was doing. He said, then I started to teach. And when I started to teach and Talmidim asked questions, I found that the way that they were challenging me to think in certain ways, and I realized that my entire thought process was influenced by the time that I spent in this year. Sometimes what you can't get from the Rebbe, you get from the Talmidim after the Rebbe has laid the groundwork, after the Rebbe has implanted the ideas in the Talmud's head, then you get from the Talmidim, because the Talmidim are going to challenge and they're going to ask, and now you realize that all the thought processes you got from the Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, Rabbi Chanina Rabbanin Bar Papa asked the following stira: Ksiv likras smei hitayu mayim, that the person has to bring water to deal with thirst. Chazal say ma'ein mayim el Torah. It's Gemara Masechta Bava Kama. So we see that you need to bring Torah to people who want to learn. You have to bring it to them. Uksiv hay kol tzomei luchul mayim. But the pasuk also says that people who are thirsty, let them go to the water. So which is it? Do you bring Torah out to the people who are thirsty for the Torah, or do you encourage the people who are thirsty for Torah to come out and go to where the Torah is? Sim Talmud Hagun Hu, if it's a person that wants to learn, who's a Talmud Hagun, who's an appropriate Talmud, Likra Sameh Hitayu Mayim, then the Rebbe should go to teach the Talmud wherever he is. V'ilo, but if he's not a Talmud Hagun, have a called Sameh L'chul Mayim, let him put in the effort to come and seek out the Torah. The Rebbe doesn't have to go toward the Talmud that's Eino Hagun. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Rami, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama asked the following stira: Ksiv Yafutsu Mayim Nosecha Chutza, that you need to teach other people all the divrei Torah that you learn. Uksiv yulu chalavadecha, but the pasuk also says that it should be private. It should be just for you. Seim tamud hagunu yafutz mayin secha chutza v'imlav yulu chalavadecha. This is understood to refer to sisrei Torah. There's a question in the Girsa in Rashi. Yafutz mayin secha chutza says Rashi hagunu emerlo sisrei Torah, but in the Bach he changes it to divrei Torah. But certainly this is true of sisrei Torah, that the sisrei Torah, one has to be careful who they pass on the sisrei Torah to. So you have to dafka have a Talmud Hagun in order to teach them the sisrei Torah. V'amar Rabbi Chanina bar Idi, lamanim shlu divrei Torah l'mayim. Why is divrei Torah compared to water? T'chsev ha'y kol tzame l'chul l'mayim. Lomar l'cha ma mayim manichin makum gavav v'alchul makum namuch. The thing about water is it always finds the lowest place. Right? If you have a leak in your ceiling, yeah, and it's coming in one place, it's very likely the hole in the roof is not on the spot that it's coming in on the ceiling, because it's just finding the lowest place. It could be on the other end of the house, and it's just the drops of rain are rolling down to wherever the lowest place is. So av divrei Torah ein miskayim el misha daito shvala. So to divrei Torah is only miskayim for someone who's an anav, for someone who's very humble. That's what Chazal say all over the place, that it's inseparable. Anava and Torah are inseparable. Torah and Gaiva repel each other. It's impossible. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Kolam is Yaher, anyone who has Gaiva, Im Chacham Hu, Chachmasu Mistalekas Mimenu. Even if he's a Chacham, the Chacham is not going to last. It's going to leave him. Why is this true? So Rav Shechter explains in his Hakdama to Sefer Ginas Egos that when a person is Matzliach to understand Torah, he's Miskala Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch. He's having a gilui shechina of sorts. He's in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person finds himself lufnei Hashem, obviously his whole he's tiny in front of Hashem. He's obviously very lowly, meaning that as you're exposed to greatness, you're much smaller. The Baal Tanya writes in the 19th parak that we have this natural inclination, this avam soteris, that even though we know that there's going to be a complete bittul of self when we attach ourselves to the Orein Sof, when we attach ourselves to the certain level of kedusha, we still yearn for it. We still want to attach ourselves to that. So that's what Rav Shechter quotes, not from that, but he quotes from a Baal Tanya in Igros HaKodesh, where he says, Kol HaKarov El Hashem B'Yeser Se'eis Tzarech Lios Yoser Shafal Ruach. The more you're close to Hashem, the lowlier you are, the more Shafal Ruach you are. Dekula Kamei Dafka Kilo Chashiv. Whenever you're in front of Hashem, it's like nothing compared to Hashem. So the more we bring ourselves closer to Hashem, and there's no greater way of bringing oneself closer to Hashem than learning Torah. Baal Tanya writes in Perek Dalet that there's no greater way of bringing ourselves closer to Hashem than learning Torah. So that makes a person like nothing. He's Lufnei Hashem Elokecha. So when a person is Lufnei Hashem, it's the ultimate hachna'ah, it's the ultimate humility to be in front of Hashem. So Vayter in the Gemara now. So where am I now? V'amra b'chanina. No, just did that. V'amra b'oshia. Lamanim shlo divrei Torah l'shlosha mashkan alalu b'mayim yayin v'chalav. Why is it that Torah is compared to three different beverages, to water, to wine, and to milk? And how do I know that it's compared to those three beverages? Well, we have one pasuk that says if you're thirsty, go to water, and that's referring to Torah. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, so you see that pasuk alludes to Torah as both yayin and chalav. Lomer l'chamashlo shemashkin alalu, just like mayim, yayin, and chalav, ein meskaimin alav b'pachash b'kelim, will only last in like cheap kelim. If you put them in silver and gold kelim, they're going to spoil after Divrei Torah, ein meskaimin al mishadaito shvala. So to Divrei Torah is only going to last if someone is humble. If a person is not humble, he's not going to succeed in Divrei Torah. The Gemara tells a maysa, k'damar le barti de kesar, like the daughter of the kesar said, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, she encountered Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, and she said, ich chachma mufuara b'kli mechoar, how could it be that such chachma mufuara, such beautiful chachma, is put in such a lowly kli? So Amar La, meaning she was commenting on his external appearances, that he doesn't look so impressive. So Amar La, so Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said to her, avicha rami chamra b'mani depachra, your father keeps his wine, his fancy wine, in these cheap nothing kelim. So Amar La, she says, el b'may near me, where should he keep his wine? That's what everyone does. So Amar La, so he said, no, you gotta think bigger. Atun d'chashvisu, you guys, you're such nashim chashuvim, you're so wealthy. The Rama Babani Dava Vakaspa, you should put your wine in gold and silver kelim. She went and she told her father Rabbi Shua ben Chananya's idea, and he said, oh, that's a good idea. So Rami Alechamra Mani Dava Vakaspa, he put all of his wine in gold and silver kelim, an upgrade. Vitakif, and all the wine became sour, all the wine spoiled. So Asav Amulei, so the servants of the Kesar told him that the wine became spoiled. So Amrullah Labarte, so the Kesar told his daughter, Man Amrullachachi, who gave you this advice to put it in the gold and silver? It was terrible advice. So Amrullah, she said, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. It was a very wise Jew by the name of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. So Karyu, they summoned Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Amrlei, so the Kesar said, Amai Amarta Lachi, why are you telling my daughter these terrible ideas to put wine in such kelim? So Amrlei, so Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said to the Kesar, Ki echid Amrlei, I was just reflecting back what she was saying to me. She asked how there could be chachma mefuara in a kli mechuar. So I was showing her a parallel in the physical world that sometimes you have the most delicious and expensive and beautiful thing, and it has to be in a kli mechuar. So Amrila, the way she told me, I reflected right back to her. Vayika Shapiri de Gemiri. So the Bas Kesar asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, but wait, aren't there really beautiful people that learn also? Meaning physically beautiful people that learn also? So you have a son who tfei av Gemiri. It's a startling line. The Gemara says maybe if they were uglier, they would learn even better. So you can't bring a raya just because there are people that learn. So if the bottom Tosos on Amud Aleph writes, Pirushim Yisodim Hayofi, Avotamidicham Biyoser, if they were less interested in Yofi, not that necessarily that being ugly helps in learning, but not being as interested in one's looks helps in learning. If a person is too interested in the way they look all the time, so that's going to be a negative in their ability to accomplish in learning. Davarach, a person has to be put together, right? The Gemara says the Talmud Chacham can't go out with a revaval bigdo, with an oil stain on his clothing, but to be too interested in how he looks, that's not an attractive mita for a Talmud Chacham. Davaracher, another explanation about why these three beverages, mashal shemashkin alalu einif salin elabes chadas, just like these three beverages, mayim, yayin, and chalav, they become not ratui for shtia anymore when a person is mesiach das, when he doesn't pay attention to them, to guard them properly, so because they could spill out easily. So if you don't screw the cap back on tightly, so the whole thing could tip over and spill and you lose it. So after Divrei Torah in Mishtachin El Bes Chadas, Divrei Torah also will not be contained in a person who's not focused on them. I mean, when you have Hes Chadas from Divrei Torah, that's when you forget about it. So if between one session of learning and the next session of learning, you didn't think about learning at all, so then you stand very little chance of remember the learning. But if a person in between sessions of learning is thinking and learning, is thinking about the Divrei Torah, so then the Torah is going to last much longer with such a person. That's what Rebbetzin, Dr. Lichtenstein said about her father. She said that you hear all these stories of great gedolim that slept like an hour a night or something, and didn't have the energy to even get to bed and just fell flat on the floor because they were using their every last bit of energy. She said, my father was a normal person. He went to sleep when it was time to go to sleep. He woke up when it was time to wake up. but he was always thinking and learning. That where when he was walking, when he was doing anything, when he was, his mind was just always racing and learning. He was always thinking and learning, and that's the trick. That's how you have Divrei Torah to be Meskayim in a person, to always be thinking and learning. So it takes a lot of discipline to do that, but that's how a person has to focus on trying to. I'm Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanina. Gadol Yom Hagasham Ki Yom Shenivru Shemayim Va'aretz. That a rainy day is like the day that the world was created. Shenemar Arif Shemayim Yimalu Shchakim Yuzlu Tzedek Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yeshu Tzedaka Tatzmiach Yachal Ani Hashem Barasiv. So Barasim in Lashon Rabbim Lo Nemar doesn't say that El Barasiv Lashon Yachid, that the rain, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishtabeach through the rain. Amar B'Shaya Gadol Yom Hagasham, or a rainy day is so great Shafil Yeshur a part of Rav Abo, because it's a time of Ratzon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all the whatever Limud Zchus we want to have for ourselves to represent ourselves, that's a good time to achieve Yeshua. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Yesha. So you see Yeshua's Misraba on a rainy day. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Brachani Loi Enoch Shem Yordim Eliyim Kein Nimchlo V'Nosein Shal Yisrael. Rain only comes on a day that the Averos of Klal Yisrael are forgiven. Shenemar Ratzis Hashem Artzcha Shavta Shvisi Yaakov Nasasa Avon Amecha Kisiso Kol Chatosam Sela. So we darshan, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memali the Ratzon of the Aretz with Yiridas Kesham by causing it to rain? When it's Nimchlo V'Nosein Shal Yisrael, when it's V'Chusu Kol Chatosayim, when all of our Averos are covered up because we've achieved Mechila. Amar Li Zihiri Midihava, Zihiri from Dahava said to Ravina, Atun Mehachamas Nisla, you learn it from that pasuk, and not Mehachamas Nisla. We learn the same lesson, but from a different pasuk, that in Shlomo Melech's Tefillah, when he finished building the base of Mikdash, he said, Va'ato Tishma Hashemayim V'Salachta Lechatas. And the Hemshech of the pasuk is, V'Nasata Matar Alatzcha Shenasata Lamcha Lenachla. So only when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Soleach, the Avonos of Klal Yisrael, he provides Slicha for our Averos, then it's going to rain. So now the Gemara brings a number of Ma'amarim about why it is that there's a tziras geshamim. What averos cause a lack of rain? So Amar Rabbi Tanchum Rei Rabbi Chia Ishkvarako. Eirik Shem that Tzarin Elam Kain Nischayvus Onein Shal Yisrael Kloya. That when we deserve to be wiped out, that's when there's not going to be rain. Shneimar Tzia Gam Chomi Nazlu Meimei Shalik Shaol Chatau. That when there's dry and chom, and there's no snow caps that are melting and providing water, and there's no rain coming down, you should know that it's because Klal Yisrael did averos for which we need to be sunk down to the depths. Amar Lei Zeiri Midavas LeRavina Atun Mehachamas Nisula. I get that you learned it from that pasuk. We learned the same lesson Anan Mehachamas Nisula from a different pasuk. VaAtzaras Hashemayim the pasuk says, and it continues V'lo Yematav Adam Lo Sitenes Yivulua, and then it says VaVadita Mehera. So when is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Otzaras Hashemayim? When we deserve VaVadita Mehera? When we deserve complete to be lost? Now, a second cause for a lack of rain is because failures in Trumos HaMaisos. My mashma, how do you see that that relates to Trumos HaMaisos? For those mitzvahs that apply during the summer months. Velo asisa, I mean, you didn't fulfill those mitzvahs. That's Trumos HaMaisos. So because of that, because of those mitzvahs, yigozlu mikem meimei shelag b'yimos hagashamim. That it will, the waters of the snow are going to be taken away from you. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Enek Shem Netzarin El Bishvil Mesapri Lashon Hara. A third possible avera that causes a lack of rain, speaking Lashon Hara, Shnema Ruach Tzofon Techolol Geshem Upanim Nizamim Lashon Seser. Because the Ruach Tzofonis is going to spread out the clouds and stop the rain from coming down because of how we speak Beseser, speaking Lashon Hara about other people. Amar Salam Rav Amnuna, a fourth possibility, Enek Shem Netzarin El Bishvil Azei Panim. That Geshamim stops on account of azepan, people that act with a certain sense of chutzpah. Shnemar ve'imanu reviv malkosh lo haya umetzach hishazona hayalach. That the reason that there's a lack of rain is because the we had a certain sense of azus and chutzpah. V'amrav salam rav amnuna kaladim sheish azus panim sof nichshol ba'avera. Person who has a sense of azus, sense of chutzpah, ultimately is going to stumble in sin. Shnemar umetzach hishazona hayalach. So because we wouldn't be embarrassed by anything, we have this chutzpah, this azus that brings us to an avera of an isha zona. Rav Nachman Amar biyadua shenichshol ba'avera. It's a guarantee that he's already violated the avera. If you see a person has azus, it's not a sign of a future avera; it's a sign that he's already violated avera. Shenemar It says in past tense, not in future tense. If a person has azaz panim, it's mutter to refer to him as a Rasha. Shnemar ha'ez ish Rasha b'fanav. That if a person has azus, call him a Rasha to his face. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar mutter l'sunoso. You're allowed to hate such a person. Shnemar va'oz panav yisuna. So we darshan oz the lashon of azus, that someone who's an azaz panim. Val tikra yisuna. Don't read it as the lashon of Yeshuna, rather Ela Yisane, but with the sin, not with the shin. The way it's pronounced, it should be lashon of sinna. That the az panim should be someone who is hated. Amar of Katina, in Gshem Netzarin El Bishvil, Bittul Torah. Fifth cause for lack of rain, Bittul Torah. Shnemar Batzaltayim Imach Hamikare Bishvil Atzel Shoy Bishol. The laziness that the Jewish people have, Shalosku B'Torah, in not learning Torah properly, Nasa Sonosh El Kodesh Baruch Hu Mach. The Akharish Baruch himself becomes mach. Vein mach el ani. Mach means poor. Shemar v'machu me'erkecha. That's a lashon of being an ani when it describes the lashon of someone who's unable to afford to pay for the neder that he makes. Vein mikara el Akharish Baruch. Shemar mikara b'mayim el Yosef. So Akharish Baruch becomes like a poor person. What does it mean? That because Bnei Yisrael were lazy in their limud Torah, Akharish Baruch becomes like an ani, as if he doesn't have the ability to give us rain, as if he doesn't have the rain to give, you know, to provide for us. Rav Yosef Amar Mehecha, I learned from a different pasuk. Vata lo rohu or behir hu bishchakim veruach avra v'titareim ve'in or el Torah. Or is Torah. Shnemar kiner mitzvah v'Torah or boyer hu bishchakim tandemere b'shmal afil b'shosh rikia nasa b'horon b'horon l'horit alamatar. Even when the rikia becomes stained with white because of the clouds and it looks like it's going to rain, ruach avra v'titareim, all of a sudden there's going to be a wind that will blow and will clear the sky and it's not going to rain. And then there's going to be one final cause, a sixth cause for lack of rain, but Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
You too, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.